感谢主，今天是我们2020年的第一个主日。
Praise the Lord, today is the first service in 2020.
在我们进入今天的讲道之前，我们先解释一下这几节经文的背景。
Before we get into it, let's explain the background of this passage.
这段经文是出自于以赛亚书。
This book is written by the prophet Isaiah.
那以赛亚书的作者呢，有如其名，就是乃为先知以赛亚所著。
The first half of Isaiah is written from a historian's point of view of how rebellious the Israelites were.
在以赛亚书的前大半段，以赛亚呢就描述以另一个历史学者的角度呢，描述以色列人的悖逆。他们遇到困难时不彻底的反思悔改依靠神，却执意的玩弄政治手段依靠国际势力。
When the Israelites encounter difficulties, they don't truly reflect, repent, or trust in God.
他们自大骄傲。
They insist on playing politics.
这种种种下了以色列民的犹大国将被巴比伦帝国占领和摧毁的恶果。
They play in politics with other nations, in turn making them very proud and arrogant.
以至于到最后，以色列民将被成为俘虏。
All in all, the Israelites planted the seed which results in the fall of the nation of Judah.
然后整个民族呢，将要被迫迁离他们自己原有的家园，迁到巴比伦帝国成为次等公民。
The nation of the Israelites will be captured by the Babylonians. They were forced to migrate and leave their homes to Babylon to become second-class citizens.
自此以后就很可能因着敌国的统治与通婚，他们不但没有了国，也没有了家。
After being defeated by the enemy and into marriage, they have no nation and no longer have civilization or culture.
就在此刻的状态底下，以色列民似乎是处在他们民族历史当中最黑暗也是最绝望的时刻。
At this critical moment, they are in their darkest hour in despair.
但是就在这个时候，从以赛亚书四十章开始，神却借着以赛亚传递了一连串给予这个民族盼望的信息。
Since chapter 40 and on, God asked prophet Isaiah to deliver a series of messages of hope to the Israelites.
而五十四章就是这一连串信息当中的其中一个。
Chapter 54 is one of the messages God will deliver to his people.
那这个信息是要给这些将会被掳的以色列民是怎么样的一个信息呢？
What is this message that will bring hope to the Israelites?
神在这边用一个非常生动的比喻去描述。
God uses a very vivid illustration.
他说以色列民族啊，就有如一个已经过了生育年纪的寡妇。
The Israelites are like a widow who has stopped her menstruation cycle.
她既然既没有先生，也没有孩子。
She does not have a husband nor a child.
也就是说，在当时的文化当中，他是一个无依无靠，而且是没有盼望的人。
Society at the time, a widow without a child is very sad.
他是非常可怜的，他也代表他这一生都没有盼望。
She is a loner in society, and she has no hope for the rest of her life.
既然他没有盼望，他怎么过他的余生呢？
So how does a hopeless person continue to live the rest of her life?
他也许就看着人家的孩子一个一个长大，成家立业，子孙满堂。
She might see other children grow up and prosper.
但是神却要他在这个时候把他一切的积蓄，一切的可能，把自己的家扩大。
But at this time, God wants her to joyfully use all her assets to expand her dwelling.
哎，这不是很奇怪吗？
So this is weird.
神要他的房子盖很大，要多大呢？
So how big should she go?
那这边说越大越好。
The bigger the better.
那这不是疯了吗？
Isn't this ridiculous?
为什么要这样子？
Why does God ask her to do this?
因为神应许他说他将会子孙满堂，要居住在其中，最后子孙多到一个地步爆了，分散住不下了，都往外走了。
Because she will have a full house of this, descendants. Lastly, these descendants will be so full to the point where they will overflow to the lands.
结果他们四处居住，造地了各，造福了各地，真是一个不可思议的描述。
And as they go to these lands, it will be a blessing to others. This description is beyond comprehension.
对以犹太人而言，这个预言意指以色列将要复国，回归到耶路撒冷。
To the Jews, this message is a prophecy, that one day the Israelites will return to Jerusalem, and the nation will be prosperous again.
但是同样的经节对使徒约翰跟使徒保罗，这却代表说神对普世教会的一个心意。以及应许。
To Apostle Paul and Apostle John, the message means the prophecy of the future growth of the Christian church.
对于我们这一群人，今天正迈入2020年。
In 2020, as we march into a new year,
我相信这个信息也是神对你我个人以及主爱之家这个教会所要传达的话。
I believe this message is for me and you individually.And as well as the church.
告诉我们这一群属于神的人应该如何在世上来活。
Telling us we belong to God and instructs us how we should live.
如何计划跟展望未来。
And how we should plan and hope for the future.
特别是在我们其中，如果我们正在处在劣势当中的人，这是何等珍贵和重要的信息。
Especially for those who are experiencing difficulties, This message is particularly precious and important to them.
这个信息在说什么呢？他说，凡是一切相信依靠神的人，神一定会有带领。
This message promises those who believe and trust in God will persevere and overcome their difficulties.
神一定会带领我们跳出现在的困乏和逆境，并且进入丰盛。
And then they will be delivered into riches.
哎，但是这个里面有个条件的。并代表说我们只要坐享其成就好。
This doesn't mean we just sit there and do nothing and wait.
这其中有属于我们的责任，我们要反应，我们要去执行。
We have responsibilities which needs to be fulfilled before we can enjoy the promises.
我们有了回应，才能完全的享有神给我们这样的一个应许。
There are a number of imperative words that we need to put into action.
这一段经文里只是我们有几个要我们必须要 付出行动的，让我们一起来了解。
So let's understand.
那个第一刚开始这篇经文一刚开始就说要怎么样发声歌唱，要扬声欢呼。
The first command is to sing songs and shout for joy.
哎，我们都知道，歌声通常是表达我们的心情的。
Songs are supposed to express the mood and the heart.
当我们处在灰暗的时候，我们很自然的就唱一些悲情的歌啊。
During our despair, it's natural to sing songs that's sad.
哎，结果神在这个时候却要我们怎么样欢呼啊
？But instead, God asks us to shout for joy.
哎，这个很奇怪哦。
Isn't this weird?
当我们心情，我们的心情就不就是根据外在的条件所发生的事情，以及我们自身所处的环境而衍生出来的一种表述吗
？The combination of what we see, our surroundings, and our situation predetermines our mood.
心情理应当是一个被动的产物才对呀。
Feelings are supposed to be a product of our situation and surroundings.
但是神却说错。
But God says, not so.
神说我们的心情应该是一个主动对生命的一个初级。
He says our heart should be an enabler for our life.
也就是说神要我们怎么样先喜乐。
He wants us to be joyful first.
神要我们先开心来为生命来定调。
To set a tone for our life.
所以我们心情之所以是正面是什么原因呢是根据我们所依靠的就是造我们的神啊
So how are we able to be positive? We trust the one who is our maker, and he is the God Almighty of all the earth.
我们所依靠的这一位是掌管宇宙全地的神啊。
He is the God of Almighty.
想想一个掌管宇宙的神是我们的依靠的时候，我们能不欢喜快乐吗？
As we think about it, if God Almighty is the one that we can trust, shouldn't that be enough reason to be joyful?
我在 IBM 做事超过三十多年。
I've been at IBM over 30 years.
我也在超过二十几个顶头上司底下做过事。
And I've reported to over 20 managers or bosses.
我的太太以及我所有的同事跟朋友们可以为我作证。
All my friends and my wife can testify for me.
我极少被任何的经历所作所为而困扰或者有任何的不愉快。
I've never been bothered by any of my managers, nor have felt troubled.
大家知道秘诀吗？
Do you want to know the secret?
实际上这是因为我在1993年听了一篇讲道。
It's because in 1993, I heard a sermon.
我为什么记得是1993年呢？因为我记得很清楚。我在听那个讲道的时候，我正在抱着我的老大，他大概快一岁的时候，我抱着他听这个讲道。
I remember clearly because my firstborn was not even a year old, and I was holding him as I was listening to this message.
那这个讲道呢，是刘弟兄，刘志雄弟兄所讲的基督徒的职业观。
It was a sermon by Brother Lou. The sermon was about Christian work ethics.
他提起基督徒真正的老板啊，不是别人啊，是谁啊？是神啊。
He talked about the true boss of a Christian is no other than God himself.
我一听我就突然想通了。
When I heard this, I came to the realization.
原来真正安排我职位，保障我工作，给我薪水，衡量我工作的能力的那一位，不是看得见的 IBM 老板。
The one who gave me this position, this salary, this job security,the annual evaluations is not my IBM boss, rather it is God.
是神啊！自此以后就完全改变了我上班面对老板以及所有的工作态度。
After this, it changed my way of thinking at work.
哦，虽然我自己也经历好几次部门的裁员的情况。
Later in my career, I've encountered many department layoffs.
每一当我坐在老板面前，老板通知我说这个部门将有裁员的时候
，When my boss tells me there will be a layoff，
对我是会有点紧张
，I can't help but get a little tense at the moment。
但是我后来一想想，哎，你又不是我真正老板
，Then I realize you're not my boss。
你只是其他老板在那边讲话，我怕什么
？What am I afraid of？
我要走不走，留还是不留，决定权又不是你。
If I keep my job or get laid off, it's not determined by my IBM boss.
大家想想，我以这样的心情上班的时候，我是紧张呢，还是轻松？
If you think about it, with this way of thinking, do you think I'm at peace or at tense at work?
我想也是因为我上班的时候可以保持这样的轻松的心情，我也很自然的能够跟我同事呢有好的关系。
At work, I'm not tense. I'm not.Competitive with my coworkers.
我上班的时候就挺开心的。
I'm very happy at work.
这个成为我人生当中生活习惯的里面一个正面循环。
And in turn, this becomes a positive cycle.
神就是要我们以欢喜的态度，有这样的盼望来度日。
God wants us to have a joyful outlook in life.
因为神是我们的主。
Because He is our God.
他也是教会的丈夫。
He is the husband of the church.
他是我们的依靠和力量的来源。
And he is our source of strength.
这边除了神说要欢喜、快乐的唱歌之外
，In the passage, not only does it say we need to sing and shout for joy.
他之后对以色列民的心境也讲了几个不要。
It talks about a few don'ts in our lives.
如果大家看看这个经文的话，底下神说会说不要害怕，不要惧怕。
If you look in the passage, it states, do not be afraid.
他说你必不至蒙羞啊。
Do not fear disgrace.
你也不要抱愧，因为你必不至受辱啊。
And you will not be humiliated.
你必忘记幼年的羞愧啊。 不再纪念你寡居的羞辱。神要以色列民不要总是想着过去悲惨的经历而害怕，觉得要受羞辱。
God wants the Israelites not to indulge in the sad path and fears of being humiliated.
总是觉得自己是一个非常悲情的民族。
They feel as though they're a very sad nation.
其实我们人也不常常是如此吗？
Aren't we the same?
实际上我们经常带了一个无形的镜子放在我们口袋里面，时不时就拿出来自己看。
We often bring an invisible mirror in our pockets.
看着镜子中的自己，然后不断地数算自己过去可怜惨痛的经历。
We look ourselves in this mirror and start to count the sad situations in our lives.
然后反复地进入负面的思维。
And we repeatedly bring ourselves into this downward spiral.
当我渐渐成长，渐渐有人生的经验的时候，我突然了解到一件事，我发现这种负面的思考是一种毒品。
I've come to the realization that this negative thinking is like a drug.
我们明明知道负面思考不好，
We know that it's not well.
却百般的想到百般的理由去吸食它。
But yet we find excuses to take it.
然后不断的给自己洗脑。
And we continue to brainwash ourselves.
重播生命中的悲剧的片段，重复的看，重复的看。
And replace the tragedies of our of the past.
这不是很奇怪吗？
Isn't this weird?
我们为什么会做这样的事呢？
And why would we do this?
知道不好还要继续去做呢？
We know it's bad, yet we still do it.
因为我们已经习惯了负面思考的模式。
It's because we're used to this negative thinking.
不负面思考，我就浑身不舒服。
It causes pain and discomfort if we don't do it.
思考实际上给我们一个极大的安全感。
Negative thinking gives us a sense of security.
实际上我们暗地里暗恋负面思考。
Actually, we secretly fall in love with negative thinking.
这是一个可怕的毒品。
This is a very dangerous and scary drug.
但是神在这里对以色列民说：“不要，千万不要如此。”
But God tells the Israelites not to think this way.
不要看自己有限。
We are not limited.
不要悲情地看自己。
We should not look at ourselves.
你看着自己就看到自己是不能生育，觉得自己很可怜。
Like we are barren or pitiful.
看到自己这边缺乏，那边也缺乏。
And we're lacking here or there.
神说你要调整你的眼光。
God says we need to adjust our views.
不要看里面呢，你要往外看，你要看得大，要看得远。
We should not look within, but see the bigger picture and look further.
也就是说，神帮我们解毒啊，一个解毒偏方是什么？就是专注神的应许。
So this antidote for this drug is to focus on God's promises.
以属灵的眼界，让我们的人生看得长又远又大，看到美好的未来。
Using a spiritual eyesight, we can look bigger and further into a brighter future.
其实我们都懂这个道理。我们自己有小孩的人都知道，我们不会因为小孩上学会离开父母，上学要付钱，或者在学校可能小孩会被欺负，我们就决定不让他上学。
We understand this concept. You know, for those who have a child, we won't pull a child away from school because he might be bullied.Or because he's leaving the nest, or because we need to afford the tuition.
我们而是因为我们在社会上有一定的认知了。我们相信，我们送小孩上学会对他的未来是有帮助的，会让他创造美好的人生。
For those who are mature, we all know children will mature and have a brighter future when they go to school.
因此，我们很放心的把小孩送到学校。
And we feel safe to let him go to school.
旧约中的亚伯拉罕，如果他总是看见他自己年纪老迈，他没有小孩，他什么都没有的话，他为什么要听神的话到处搬家啊？
If Abraham looks at himself old and without a child, why did he move around so much?
他就是懂得凭着信心去相信神。
That's because he knows how to exercise his faith and trust in God.
因此他看得大，看得远，到最后他能成为以色列民的祖先。
That's because he knows how to think big and far.
当以色列民他专注自己的时候，他看的是他自己是需要被保护，他是需要被照顾的，他是一个没有指望的寡妇。
So as we know,
So the Israelites, when they focus inwardly, they think they need to be taken care of, right? They have no hope. 但是神却跟他们说，你看错了。
God says, you're mistaken.
你看错了，实际上你应该是照顾别人的人啊。
In fact, you need to take care of others.
你应该是能够供应人居所的那一位。
And provide dwelling for others.
你的后裔必能得多国为业。
Your descendants will dispossess nations.
如果我们今天专看我们自己的需要跟我自己的处境的话，
Today, if we evaluate ourselves and based our needs,
我们就不自觉地把自己生命的价值给看小了。
Based our needs on the environment, we will belittle our worth of life.
我们就会越来越悲观。
And we'll become more and more pessimistic.
但是我们如果能够调整我们的眼界，看到神给我们的大使命的时候，
But if we change our view of how God wants us to,
哎呀，我们就越活越兴奋了。
Then we'll become more and more excited.
哎，这里的经文跟以色列民说，你将来要搭起帐篷来啊。
This passage was telling Israelites, you need to stretch your tent.
而且这个帐篷大小要多大呢？这边说不要限制啊，你搭起一个很大的帐篷，而且不要限制有多大。
God says to stretch as big as possible and do not hold back.
神在这边指出，原来内部将来能有多少的发展，取决于你现在的容器的大小。
The size of our development is reflected on the size of our vessel.
你里面有多大？完全是取决于你现在要把这容器多大，你容器越大，神倾倒的恩典就越大，你容器越小，神倾倒的恩典就越小。
So the volume of grace is determined by the size of our faith.
教会更是如此。
And this is even more for the church.
如果我们总是想我们是一个很小的教会，
If we think that we are a small church,
我们的资源很少，
Short in resources.
也许我们的人也很少。
And short in people.
我们就感到我们只能供应我们教会自己的需要。
We can only cater to our own needs.
然后我们就发现我们什么都不够，然后问题就越来越多。
They realize sometimes it's not enough, and the problems.
结果什么都做不起来。
And nothing gets resolved.
哎呀，干脆关门大吉好了。
Might as well close up shop.
但是当我们教会的主爱之家如果能够看到我们今天在此地的目的。
But if our church has a vision long and far,
是有一个长远和广大的使命的时候，是从神而来的时候，
if this vision is focused on God,
我们就发现，就算有人只是经过这边，路过这边，他只是经过 Dutchess County 这个地方，也许是学生，也许是出差人士。
Whether different people, whether it be people here on business trips or students, come cross paths with our church.
任何人的教会当中，人来人往，神要我们看到，神要借着我们的服事，让他们成为属灵的子孙。
God wants us to see that if we show God's love through service, it produces spiritual descendants.
这些人就算没有留在本地的主爱之家，他们也会成长，他们的生命也会改变。
Even if they don't stay in the area, their lives will change, and they will grow, and their lives will be changed.
他们会去传福音。
And they will spread the gospel.
因此，我们要因着我们有这样的使命，我们要看得长，看得远，看得大。
We need to alter our perspective and have a vision that is long, far, wide, and big.
也许现在就有人会问，对，没错，也许我们要看得长，看得远，但是要看得大吗？
We may ask if it is true that we need to look far and wide, but does it have to be large?
但是在这边经文讲得非常的明白。
Yes, it clearly states in the passage that we need to stretch and enlarge.
你要扩展你的土地，你要张大你的帐幕。
We need to enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide.
因此我们要看得大，我们要想得大，我们不单要看得大，还要付出行动，让它大。
Not only do we need to think big, but we also need to put work to make it big.
不是因为一个人或一个教会他的眼光能够大，他的帐幕就自然会变大。
It's not because we have a vision to enlarge, so the tent will enlarge naturally.
也许这个时候我们就问，那何谓帐幕呢？
So, but we need to put it into action. So, what is the tent, or so what is this tent?
它代表了一个居所。
It represents our dwelling.
它代表了在帐幕当中可以对在帐幕当中的人一个照顾、遮盖以及承担。
That we can care, cover, and carry the burdens of others.
如果我们要一个帐幕大的话，很自然帐幕的布也要多，它的幔子也要大。
If we enlarge the tent, naturally the curtain of tent needs to enlarge as well.
它的覆盖面积才大。
Then we can cover a larger area.
但是问题是帐幕一多，它就重，它就皱成一团。
But the thing is, once there are many curtains, it starts to become heavy and becomes into a pile.
因此所有的帆布，这些幔子，它必须要经过拉扯，整个帐幕才能起得来。
And it needs to be stretched.So the tent can be set up in order to serve its purpose.
唯有把这个帐幕拉大，这个帐幕才有它的价值存在。
So to serve its purpose.
那这个帐幕是什么？实际上，帐幕就是你我的生命。
So this tent is mine and your life.
特别是我们能够供应他人需要的一个能力。
And especially, it's the ability to serve others' needs.
是能够影响别人的一种能力。我们如果要张大它的话，它一定要经过拉扯才可以。
So in order to enlarge, we need to be able to stretch ourselves.
如果不经过拉扯的话，这个整个帐幕就撑不开了。
So we need to stretch to accommodate the people.
但是我们怎么样能够张大我们每一个人呢？
So how can we enlarge as an individual?
其中一项就是我们必须主动的计划对自己有所挑战，才能把自己扩大。
That is to take a proactive role to plan different challenges and execute this plan.
有了这个挑战，我要去执行，让自己的生命力的承受力能够扩大。
So we can build up our endurance and stamina.
并且刻意的超脱到我们自己习惯的小圈圈和舒适圈，
and it will purposely take us out of our comfort zone，
而能够产生更宽广的眼界和心胸。
It will widen our view, and our heart and our mind.
从2000年起，也许我们可以开始做一些改变。我们可以先从个性上做一个改变。
In 2020, we can plan on a breakthrough in our personalities.
去做一个突破。哦，也许在座当中像我一样。过去是比较害羞的。
Maybe we were shy, like myself.
当然我这样讲没有人信啊，我过去是非常害羞的。
I'm sure nobody will believe me.
我们现在就主动的去问候陌生人。
But now, let us be bold and greet strangers.
实际上我们可以做为自己做个挑战。每个月呢，你不论到哪里，任何公众场所，在公司也好，在超级市场也好，在学校也好，在教会也好。你试着跟一个陌生人讲话，跟他交朋友。
So let's set a goal. Maybe at work, let's make a conscious effort to make a new friend each month.
也许过去不容易与自己文化或者成长背景不同的人去熟识。
Maybe it means to engage in a conversation with someone else from a different culture.
而现在试着让自己去看看那个文化的人出来的报章、杂志或者电影。试着去了解那个文化的人。
Or maybe we can watch a movie or news from another culture, to see the media from their perspective.
尤其在座跟我一样，如果英文不好的，学习永远不晚呐。
And maybe those who speak little English, it's never too late to learn.
你知道前几年我妈妈已经80多岁，她还在学英文跟弹钢琴啊，她还在学钢琴啊。
A few years back, my mom, who's still in her 80s.Was still learning piano and English.
我们也试着试试看，跟美国人打招呼。
I would like to encourage you to greet other Americans.
其实我们这边有一个很好的练习场所，就是我们有 FCON 的美国弟兄姊妹在这边，我们就练习跟他们打招呼。
And we have an excellent opportunity because we have the brothers and sisters from FCON.
如果过去你没有跟他打招呼的，你现在可以试试点点头啊。
If we ignored them in the past, maybe we can bow our heads or
nod
our heads and carry a conversation with them.
也许在过去当中你已经点过头的，不过从今天开始，也许就是待会儿过一个小时之后，你遇到他们开始握手。
Maybe you've not nod your head in the past before, but let's change it up and maybe shake their hands this time.
也许你说，哎呀，我去年已经握过手，那今年开始你看到他们要怎么办呢？
So maybe in the past you shook their hands in the past.
那今年看到他就
So this year you
我们就学习美国话啊。
So maybe you shook their hands in the past, but let's change it up and maybe give them a hug this time.
我们希望在2020年呢，我们教会每一位弟兄姊妹都跟他们的每一个弟兄姊妹都有打过招呼。
So it is my hope that in 2020 that we have the chance to greet every member from FCON.
这个就是一个突破。
This is a breakthrough.
那包括那在我们教会里面呢，我也给大家一个挑战。
And in our church, I also have a goal.
我希望我们教会实际上不大，我们希望在三个月之内，我们试着认识教会里面每一个人的名字。
Our church is not that big. It's my hope that all the adults will learn the names of everyone.
包括小孩的名字。
Including children as well.
那我们做父母的也教我们的小孩子呢，到教会要跟大人打招呼，要认识每一个叔叔阿姨。
Parents should also encourage their children to greet other adults.
让我们在跨年代和文化上有一个突破性的发展。
Let us have a breakthrough in our different generations, cultures.
另外，我们在技巧上面，我们也试的一些不同的突破。
We can also try something new with our skills.
我们可以试试看，也回忆在过去当中我们习惯的一些做法，如果没有果效的，我们今年开始试试一个新的方法。
Let us not continue to do things that didn't work well in the past.
我们要跳出原有的框架去学习一些新的东西。
We need to think outside of the box and think differently.
在传福音的胆量上也让我们练习。
In terms of the courage of evangelism.
我们现在的时代都是一世代啊，所有东西都是手机啊，让我们在我们所属的社交群体里面，我们试试看每个月发出一个信息。那个信息是能够鼓励人、安慰人的。
Let us practice that we can post a message of encouragement and comfort in our social media each month.
对于教会来说，每一位弟兄姊妹就是教会帐幕的一部分。
In church, every brother and sister are a part of this church tent.
如果教会整个帐幕要拉大、要大的话，
If we want our church to enlarge,
那我们每一块帆布、每一块幔子都有其中的责任。
So individually, we need to stretch our own tents and have a greater and wider responsibility.
我们所有的承受也必须更宽、更广、更重。
So we need to set our minds to face this challenge.
让我们一起来下定决心来接受这样的挑战。教会在事工上面也必须要有所突破。
So we also need to have a breakthrough in the direction of ministry.
在去年当中，我们教会已经开始了几项新的事工，包括 Awana 儿童事工。
Last year we started Awana.
开始也让英文崇拜进入了一个正轨。
And we also started the English ministry.
而我们今年要更勇于去面对挑战。
And this year we need to be bolder to face a greater challenge.
加强以及开拓这些新的事工。
We need to start a new ministry.
我们这个帐幕才能够打得开，打得广。
So our church tent can become larger and wider.
对于华人社团、中文学校、退休的人士、这些留学生、网络事工、讲英文的，我们有太多太多的方面可以用不同的思维去做突破，为主传福音。
From the Chinese community, Chinese school, the retirees, overseas students, online ministries, the English ministries, we have many opportunities to stretch this church tent.
我希望大家用你自己的想象力、创新力来去想我们怎么样可以做，不要限制我们自己的想象力。
We need to boldly move forward creatively and not limit our imagination.
那马上我们进入现实的时候，我们很自然会问，那我们要投资多少去扩大呢？
So many people will naturally ask, how big should we invest?
我们到底资源有限，我们应该如何去扩大呢？以什么方面为主呢？
Indeed, our resources is limited. Where should we emphasize?
这一边经文说要放长你的绳子。
In the passage, it states that we need to lengthen your cords.
前面一个经文说不要限制的意思就是说你的绳子有多长就放多长。
And it says, do not hold back. So however long your cord is, use it all.
那绳子在帐幕当中所扮演的角色呢，乃是支架、疆界和力量的分布。
So the role of the cord plays, as a structure and it sets boundaries and its strength.
一个没有绳子的帐幕呢，那个帐幕再大也没有用。
A tent without cords, is useless, no matter how big it is.
有了绳子，这个帐幕就从二度空间能够升起来，变成三度空间。
With a cord, it can transform something two-dimensional into three-dimensional.
不但如此，绳子还要均匀的分布，这个帐幕才能起得来，能够宽广。
We also need to distribute the cord evenly in order to hold up the tent.
对于我们个人来说，我们必须要为我们2020年的更新做一个全年的计划才可以。
As an individual, we need to plan the whole year for 2020 and follow through.
然后跟着计划来行。And follow up with action.
Follow with action.
而对教会来说，教会的事工也必须有架构。
As a church, the church ministry needs to have structure as well.
能够互相搭配。
To coordinate.
就好像一把雨伞，这个伞的骨架。
Just like the spokes of an umbrella.
你一旦撑开了，有这个一旦撑开的时候，就有了范围跟方向。
When we open it up, it becomes a canopy in different directions.
然后整个伞它的内部里面的内部就开始扩大发展。
And it becomes bigger and bigger.
每一样事工的带领人就是这个力量的分布点。
So, in a way, we can also enlarge our ministry.
因此，我对教会2020的一个计划是什么呢？
My goals for the church in 2020.
第一个首要的，我希望能为主爱之家能够找到一个更大、更全备一个聚会的地方。
The first one is to find a larger fellowship environment for us.
今天非常感谢主，现在坐的人已经跑到坐在墙那边了，大家回头看一下。
We thank God that the brothers and sisters, the people have extended to the back.
因此我们必须要为教会将来的发展有一个计划，要找一个地方。
But so we need to find a bigger place.
第二，我们希望整个教会能够更积极主动地进入华人社团。
The second one is to penetrate into the Chinese social community.
实际上在过去九年当中，主爱之家一向在华人社团是比较低调的。
In the past 9 years, we were a little low key.
但是2020年再也不一样了。
But 2020, we are now different.
我们要主动的出击，为着福音的缘故，把这个帐幕扩展。
We need to enlarge the tent of the gospel.
第三，我们要主动的去探访，包括一些医院或者说有需要的人。
We need to do more visitations, including hospitals and community.
接下来，我们要扩大我们的儿童事工。
We also need to enlarge our children's ministry so that many.
我们在 Awana 当中现在只有一个班级，只能符合一个年纪层的需要。
So right now in Awana we only have
one age group. 我们希望能够慢慢能够服侍不同的年纪层。
It is our hope to cater to many kids from various ages.
我们也希望能够加强英文事工。
We also need to strengthen the English ministry.
我们也希望能够加强网络事工。
We also need to strengthen our internet ministry.
我们知道现在的这个世代是一个一世代啊，是一个网络的世代。
Today we live in an internet era.
这是一个新的社交的格局。
This is a brand new social form of communication.
现代人，我想你我都是一样。我们今天要去一个新的地方，我们先查哪里啊？我们先查网络啊，先找 Google 啊。
Today, before we go anywhere, I'm sure we're all the same. We would do a search or Google search on the area that we're about to go to.
我们要去哪里玩？要去哪里吃饭呢？或者说，看那边有没有停车场？我们先从网络去找。
Whether it be restaurants or looking for parking spaces, or just finding information, we always do some research first on the internet.
实际上，同样的，当有人从来没有去过教会，他突然想去教会的时候，请问他会先问谁？
In the same way, if someone were to come to church, how do you think they would look?
因此，教会的网站、我们的照片以及我们的见证以及所有人给教会的评语都是非常重要，能够影响人要不要踏入教会认识福音的一个根据。
Through our website, pictures, testimonies, ratings will determine one's desire to come to our church.
在这边我也给大家做一个邀请，如果您觉得这个主爱之家真是让你感受到神的爱，也让你灵命成长的话，
I have a request. If you have experienced God's love through this church, and this church has helped you grow spiritually,
请你上 Google 或者我们的脸书按个赞。
I would like to encourage you to our church's website and click a like.
因为你的赞很可能就会影响网络的另一端的人，他说：“哎，我要不要过去试试看？”
Because your like will influence others to potentially come to our church.
讲到这里，我们一直在讲说我们要扩张我们的影响力，但是学工程的人一定会考虑到，大听起来不错，但是这账目会稳固吗？
Up to this point, whoever studied engineering may have a concern. Being large sounds great, but can it be stable or is it secure?
因为账目越大，它所承受的风力将会成正比。
Because bigger the tent, the bigger the wind force.
外来的压力也就越强。当人与教会把挑战都揽到自己身上的时候，他们所面对问题的力道也一定越强。
So we need to have a greater resistance to the outside pressures of the world.
因为树大会招风，
Because when we invite challenges to come, we need to expect the force that comes with it. The greater the tree, the greater the force.
哎，但是很奇怪，神没有说，既然压力会带大的话，哎，你把帐篷弄小一点就好了。
But God never says, since there will be greater problems, we should make our tents smaller.
或者神给一应许说，我不会让风暴临到你这个帐篷。
And God never said, I won't allow any storms to your tent.
神乃是说坚固你的橛子来应付。
God says to strengthen your stakes.
神在说我们必须要预期风暴一定会来临。
Meaning we need to expect that the storms will definitely come.
它一定会来，而且很可能会对我们个人与教会产生极大的冲击。
And it will create a great impact individually and as a church.
那怎么办呢？解药是什么呢？
So what's the solution?
而神在这边不是说你就逃避吧，不是就是说你是缩小吧，不然你就觉得很难过、很悲观了。
It's not to run away or make your tent smaller, or hide.
神乃是说你要用坚固的橛子来积极面对。
Rather, we need to face it with a firm stake.
其实，在去年的时候，这边美国教会 FCON 就搭起了一个可以容纳超过200人的一个大帐篷，大家还记得吗？在这里。
Last year, FCON erected a huge tent that can fit more than 200 people right outside.
他们找了十几个人帮忙，包括在我们当中非常热心的吉米弟兄。
They found about 10 plus people, including our brother Jimmy.
他们费时费劲地搭起了这个帐篷。
He spent many efforts to erect this tent.
其实弄起来之后，他们也跟我联络，他们是希望等到要拆的时候呢，请我能够找我们教会更多的人帮忙一起去拆。
Originally, when they were about to dismantle the tent, they wanted to ask Hoko for help.
哎，结果没想到有一天晚上大风一起，就把整个大帐篷给吹垮了，就塌了。
Later, we realized this tent was knocked down by a strong wind.
那当然我们也省事了啊。
We.
但是因为在橛子虽然在搭的时候呢，我看他们是打的呢，还算深，打到土里面。
Even though the stakes were driven into the ground somewhat deep.
但是呢，帐篷实在太大了，而且地呢，土是软的。
This tent was too big, the ground was too soft.
橛子就松了。
And then the tent became loose.
所以当我们教会开始积极部署事工的时候，我们一定会面对不同的挑战。
So when church is busy managing and planning different ministries, we'll face all sorts of challenges.
很可能因为我们非常忙碌的去部署不同事工，我们彼此的沟通会减少。
Our communication might be few.
我们的人力也许不足。
Our resources might be insufficient.
我们经验也许缺乏。
And we might lack in experience.
我们也许会遇见一些意想不到的突发事件。
And we might encounter unexpected things.
我们也许有外来的压力跟内在的需求。
We might also have opposition from the outside.
我们也许心力会疲惫。
We might have personal needs.
这一切的一切都是撒旦可以攻击我们的着力点。
These are all pressure points for Satan.
但是如果要抵抗风暴的打击，
But if we want to resist against the damages from
the wind, 不是靠财力的雄厚，
It's not dependent on financial strength,
也不是靠任何政治的势力或者一个强壮的身体，
nor political power or physical strength,
而是必须稳固在神的话语当中，我们开始有成熟灵命的增长。
But rather, we need to be mature spiritually and deep rooted in God's word.
我们怎么样能够有这样的根基呢？首先，我们就要学习读神的话语。
So reading God's word, prayer, and experiencing God.
然后开始主观的去经历神。
To have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
真实的也与我们的神有一个亲密的一个关系。
And have practical training in church ministry.
然后在教会侍奉上面有所磨练，与弟兄姊妹有所亲密的接触，橛子就稳固了。
And to have a relationship with brothers and sisters, then will the stake be firm.
当教会的弟兄姊妹都有心追求神的话，去行主的命令的时候，
All of the brothers and sisters who pursue God's word,
我们也尽我们的可能去经历神，去了解神，去默想祷告他的话语的时候，
And to follow the Lord's command and to experience God,
我们的橛子就教会的橛子就开始稳固起来，根基就扎得深。
Then the church's tent will be stable and resist the storm.
能够经历得起风暴。因此，今年我们鼓励每一位，如果您有手机或电脑，请我们邀请你们加入我们教会的读经计划。
So this year, I would like to encourage for those who have a smartphone or a computer to participate in our YouVersion Bible reading plan.
但是我非常的了解大家的生活忙碌。
I know everyone is busy.
而且我们要一年要把一整本圣经完全读完，这是非常具有挑战性。
And to read the entire Bible in one year is very hard.
我并不期待每一位能够每一天把每一个所需要读的章节全部都读了。
I don't expect everyone to finish each chapter or follow the schedule.
但是我却强烈的鼓励大家，如果你在每天读经当中，你找到一小段经文对你有感动的话，你去思想，去嚼咀嚼。
Rather, I hope everyone reads the Bible on a daily basis and finds a meaningful scripture and spend time to meditate and spend time with the Lord in prayer.
你去思考，然后祷告，这样子你与神的关系就越来越深厚。
This way, our relationship with God will become deeper and more intimate.
当我们个人的橛子深厚的时候，整个教会的帐篷橛子也就扎得越深。
Then your stake and the church's stake will become deeply rooted.
今天非常的兴奋，这是我们今天的第一个主日。
Today I'm very happy as today is the first service in 2020.
是今年的2020的第一个主日，这是一个兴奋的时刻。
It's a very exciting moment.
让我们在此时，我们能够彼此提醒。
Let's remind each other.
神要我们先喜乐。
We need to be joyful first.
让我们一起讲先喜乐。
Let us all say, let's be joyful.
就算在低沉中，我们深信神会赐给我们恩典以及惊喜。
Even when we're in the valley, we need to believe that God will provide us, with grace.
以信心对未来看得大，看得远，看得长，看得久。
We need to have faith in our vision to think big and far.
并且用行动配合。
And to use action to follow.
神赐的恩典就自然地陆续进来。
And then God's grace will come along with it.
也许在过去你人生的某一方面失败了，也许你也想放弃了。
Maybe individually you have experienced failure and you want to give up.
你也觉得没有希望。
And you think it's hopeless.
但是神要我们以喜悦、以期待的心勇往直前。
But God wants us to use a joyful heart and hope to march forward.
对于悲观的态度以及负面的思考，我们不要再去重播它了。
Do not replay the negative aspects of your life and replay them.
就算有人提起，或者有的时候自己心情冒起来，我们不要去理会它。
We need to live confident, knowing that God, has given us promises and He is our rock.
而是要因着神的应许，知道神是我们的靠山，因此我们活得有把握。
That He is our Savior and our rock.
我们的目光如果注视在自己的缺乏以及不足上的时候，
If we focus our eyesight on our insufficiencies and lacking,
我们就裹足不前，什么都做不了。
We'll be bounded and we won't be able to do anything.
以投资的话语来说的话，
In terms of investments,
如果我们今天的生命就是一个资产，
If our life is the capital,
如果我们一直害怕有所保留，
And we have any reservations to invest.
我们就在浪费神给我们的生命。
We will waste the life God has given us.
我们当以行动来扩张自己，来挑战自己。
We follow through with action and challenge ourselves.
使我们每一位能够成为别人的祝福、保护、遮盖。
We can be the protection, cover, and blessing for others.
这样子就是经历神应许的一个机会。
This is an opportunity to experience God's promise.
神实际上他的应许是他的旨意是要我们经历我们能够改变他人生命的这样的生活经历。
God wants us to experience the joy of transforming other people's lives and producing spiritual descendants.
让我们都能享受有属灵子孙的这种喜乐。
This is a splendid life.
这才是精彩人生啊。让我们一起同心靠着主的应许，让主爱之家的帐幕又宽又广又大。
Let us come together trusting His promise so that our church can grow larger, wider, and firm.
并且稳固，让众人都能见证到福音，得蒙祝福。
So people can be evangelized and be blessed.